What did you think of the trip?
Well, first of all, it was a hell of a lot of fun. Of course, my definition of fun might be different from a lot of other people's definition. It was cold. It was steep. There were long periods of time when you're just a little uncomfortable, whether it's from the weather or from having to try to get yourself comfortable and sit on a 70-degree slope that's covered with rocks and bunch grass. But it's an insane amount of fun. You're in a constant state of awe looking around you at the scope, the scale, how huge everything is, the fact that there's nothing around you but mountain ranges. And that really comes into clarity when you're flying in and out. You know, when you take off and you fly for 30 or 40 minutes over the most rugged country you can find anywhere. So it's part of the fun in all of that is just the fact that you've put yourself out there for this, you know, that you've exposed yourself to this kind of to weather and windstorms and snow and slick rocks and what else did we possibly run into, you know? It's just fun. What fun is it to sit at home and look out the window? You got to be outside. And if you're going to be outside, why not be over there? That place is wild. It puts you in touch with kind of your primal being.
Did you ever have any times when you regretted your decision to limit yourself like you did?
No, not at all. It's not about the killing, it's about the hunting. The hunting was awesome. It's fantastic. Some of the best hunting I've ever done. I didn't kill anything, but I sure hunted my ass off. I had a good time. We ate like kings.
We did eat good.
You will never appreciate a warm meal as much. It's coming back to camp after spending all day tromping around on 70-degree slopes in the snow.
You gonna stick with shooting a stick bow?
Oh, I'll never go back. I was thinking about that coming over here to do this. Wonder what I can get for that Matthews compound.
You gonna sell it?
I don't know what else I'd do with it. It's just gonna collect dust.
We should do some Benny Hill takes of him riding it down a hill.
I'd rather, you know, get $400 for it so I can buy another recurve or a longbow or something.
Take that longbow.
Yeah.
What took you so long?
I'd never met anybody that did it. You know, I hadn't shot a traditional bow since I was in summer camp. You know, I mean, when I started archery hunting, I started with a compound bow because that's who I was hunting with. That's how I was taught. You know, everybody had them. I wasn't brought up with access to that. And once I started shooting it, actually, in a way, it was kind of helpful to have hunted with the compound because then you understand it and what it's capable of doing and just the mechanical lethality of a compound. Plus, after carrying one of those things for so many years at whatever, 6 pounds, and then you pick up a recurve or a longbow and it's just like a feather. It's just a pure, it's more distilled. It just feels right, you know. When you get to a point after you've been a successful hunter for years, you know. I've killed lots of animals with all sorts of different things, rifles, compound bows. And then you get past that, and then it's more about just the experience. And once it's to that point where it's just about the experience, then what could make that experience better, more pure, more visceral, more personal? Because that's why I'm out there. It's not about killing the animal, it's about the hunting. If I can make my hunt better, I'll do it. I want to do that. the killing, that comes, that's a package deal. The killing's part of it too, but it's not like I'm wanting for meat. You know, I've got plenty to eat. I've got a freezer full of venison. I don't have to kill an elk. But if I do kill an elk, I'd like it to be personal and memorable.
And a stick bow is the way to do that.
I think so. I have no problem shooting some animals with rifles, you know, but that's kind of a different thing for me, I guess. You know, the stick bow, you have
different
to be
how?
It's more harvesting than hunting for me. And I mean, don't get me wrong, I love to hunt whitetails during the rut with a rifle. Still hunt them through the timber and creep around. That's great fun. You know, I love that. And maybe I'll get to a point where I'll do that with a stick bow. For the elk hunting, I can't imagine killing a bull elk with a rifle. You know, I'll shoot a cow with a management tag with a rifle in a heartbeat, gladly, and back my pickup truck into the field and pull it into the bed, take it home whole. No problem at all with that. But that's more putting meat in the freezer than hunting for me. The guys I was hunting elk with over the years, they're all compound hunters. They're good hunters. I mean, don't get me wrong. We killed a lot of elk. But and that's one of the things that kind of turned me off of the whole thing was just the equipment got just too good. You know, it was just ridiculous what some people are willing to do with a compound bow. And I mean, I've got friends, they practice a lot at 50 and 60 yards. And they're 8-inch groups at 60 yards. Not that you ever get a chance in the panhandle of Idaho to launch a 60-yard shot. That just doesn't happen. Other places where it's more open, sure. But that's just, it's too far. You haven't earned it yet. You got to get them at 10, 15, 20 in your grill.
There's something to just watching an animal and understanding its behavior, being close but not being able to kill it. You're limited. You're limiting yourself now to that.
It's the thrill of getting an animal at that range for me. It's the, you know, I still get almost stupid when you get an animal that close. And that's the thrill. I mean, once you loose the arrow and you hit it and the animal runs off and hopefully dies quickly, it's deflating. I mean, that's the fun comes out of it when you take the knife to them, for me, you know. Then it turns into work. But it's rewarding work, but it's still work. It's the hunt is what it's all about. But it's a package deal, so the kill comes with it. But people that really, truly love to hunt really, truly love animals as well.
So one of the things that fascinates me, and I always, when I talk to compound hunters, I always try to figure this out. It's like, I class bow hunters into two groups. You've got bow hunters, and then you've got guys that bow hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And I make that distinction based on one question. If you were given a choice, one weapon for the rest of your life, that's the only thing you could hunt with, what's it going to be? Is it going to be a rifle or a bow? The guys that bow hunt are going to choose a rifle because they're rifle hunters at heart. The bow hunters are going to choose a bow because that's what they love.
Uh-huh. Does this go through birds and everything else, though?
No,
all
no,
firearms?
No, no, no.
Just
big game.
Big game?
And so...
That's easy.
The thing I always try to figure out is if these guys are bow hunters, hardcore bow hunters, what's holding them back from taking that next step and regressing to a purer form of bow hunting like you've done?
I think it's a reluctance to give up something that they know. And part of it is probably the fact that bow hunting in any form is hard. And whether it's a compound or a stick bow, it's difficult. And guys that have been hunting with compounds for a while and are good at it are successful. And generally, most states, you get to hunt elk during the rut with a bow, which is about as much fun as you can have with your pants on. So I think there's reluctance there to just make it a little too difficult. They're afraid, I guess, in a way that, you know, they won't be able to, once they call that bull into 35 yards, that big one that they wanted to kill, and they've got a stick bow, they won't be able to do it. But if they have their compound, it's an easy shot. And maybe part of it is more antler than meat for them. You know, some guys are more interested in antlers and mounts on their wall than just being successful in one form or another, whether it's killing any animal with a bow.
What about you for the last 10 years? I mean, would you class yourself in that, more interested in antlers than meat?
No, I don't think I would do that.
And I would imagine that the reason I ask is I would imagine there's a lot of guys that are like you for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, you just this year, you decided to pick up a stick bow.
Yeah.
But for the last 10 or
15,
much longer,
20, yeah.
Is it just a lack of exposure? Is it just a lack of understanding? Or would you have done this? Would you have made this switch 8 years ago?
I think for me, the biggest part of it, and it relates back to just the whole hunting experience, is having people to hunt with, you know. So for me, I was hunting with people that hunted with compounds. So there was really, and I didn't know anything about stick bows. And it's a little intimidating because it's a completely different thing. So, I mean, there was just no way I was going to make that jump without some sort of help. But for me personally, I can't speak for everyone. I've never been a big antler kind of guy anyway. You know, I figured it would come at some point. You know, if I keep bow hunting elk for 20 years, one of these days, I'm going to kill a big bull. But that was never really a driving thing for me. You know, it wasn't like something I didn't go out and do a bunch of research as to, you know, what unit I could possibly run into, you know, I was most likely to run into a big bull, and, you know, harvest statistics and all that. You know, I hunted Idaho Panhandle because I knew the country and I liked it and I had fun back there. So I guess for me, I was kind of a set up for the whole thing anyway, you know, that transition in a way. All I needed was somebody to help me with that step.
What advice would you give people who are currently shooting compounds and who maybe would think about making the switch?
I would suggest that basically just go buy one. You know, try to get some instruction. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that'll help you. There's a lot of information on the web. Just get one to play around with. And then when you're shooting your compound and you're tired of that, or before you shoot your compound, pick up the stick bow and throw a couple arrows with it. It's challenging. And typically people that are bow hunters, they enjoy a challenge. And so I think in that regard, it's kind of a natural progression to go to something just a little more difficult, make it a little bit harder. And I think for me, especially once I picked the bow up and started shooting it, it's just fun. And it doesn't have all this crap hanging off of it, and cables and pulleys and a sight and a stabilizer and an arrow rest and a release. And it's just, it never ends. It's like fly fishing. You end up with just crap. It's all this crap. You try to go fishing, you got to bring a big box of crap with you. You know? If you're hunting with a stick bow, you need the bow and an arrow. And that's pretty much it.